Talk Radio, WMDX. Hope you're having a very good morning. This is the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM and all over your social media dial. And you're probably tuning in or trying to participate in the contest that we have on Twitter X, where we're trying to, boost our new place there.
That's right. And we've got Stephanie Miller tickets. Somebody's going to win them today. And it's easy to enter. Just go to our Twitter account, at John and Gordy. That's at John and Gordy. You can follow us there. That's one way to enter. The other way is to like us or to retweet the message that is there. So three different ways to enter. And we're doing this throughout the show. So the more entries you put in, the better chance you have of winning those tickets at the end of the show. We'll tally everything up and notify the winner. Okay, and also,
I wonder if the birds want the Stephanie Miller tickets. Why? I don't know if you guys just heard, or if my mic was even on when it happened. What? A bird just hit the window of the studio.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah. Suicidal bird?
Trying to get in.
I guess
in.
So.
Did it crack the window? Or is
the
it,
birds love Stephanie Miller, everybody.
Do they?
Okay. It's true. It's true.
By the way, the tickets go on sale for the Stephanie Miller concert performance. It's not really a concert. It's a comedian, Stephanie Miller, with her friends John Fugelsang and Hal Sparks. And they're going to be at the Barrymore Theater Saturday, May 11th, 8 p.m. is showtime. You can go to Ticketmaster.com after 10 a.m. And purchase tickets there, or call 608-241-8864, or go to sexyliberal.com and find out more information. Okay.
All right. That sounds good. Bird's trying to get into the studio. I have a Bird's Barbie doll. Remember I was talking about that?
Right, I remember that. You have to bring it or show it on camera sometime.
I'll have to bring that in sometime.
From the Alfred Hitchcock movie, The Birds?
Yes.
A Barbie doll.
Yeah, and they have the birds in this little package and everything.
You're supposed
to keep the package
shut. Do they have the phone booth?
You don't want the birds to get out.
Do they have the phone booth? Or you have to make your own phone booth?
No, it's not in. She's not in there. She's running down the street from the schoolhouse.
Okay.
Yes, if you've seen the movie.
I have seen the movie a number of times.
Fantastic movie. Unbelievable. I mean, special effects are fantastic even for that time, right?
I know. Yeah.
And now we have birds attacking our studio. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, what's happening here?
Yeah, global warming. You know, they're confused.
Maybe it was sent by the MAGAs. They're trying to use birds to hone in on us.
We have Todd Billy on the line right now, and let's see what Todd Billy has to offer the John and Gordy program today.
Good morning, Todd or Billy.
Good morning. I love having Stephanie Miller on Civic Media. She's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to say that, last night in the State of the Union address, Joe Biden looked old, but he also looked strong. He was funny. He kicked butt. He sounded wise. A lot of people look old. I couldn't care less.
Right.
That man's my president. He's doing a fantastic job, and he did a fantastic job last night. We need more of him.
Absolutely. He went through, it was a long speech, and it was long because we have a huge agenda. It's not just an agenda. These are things that have to be done to the country, in the country, in order to make it progress and get better. And that is our agenda. And they have nothing at all. Everything that Trump basically wants to do is tear everything apart and tear everything back. Reduce things. So, life is tough. Deal with it. That's their point of view. I say make it as easy as possible for all of us, because we have very complicated lives, right? We got a lot of things going on, and some of it's not real good. So if we can deal with that on our own, but everything else is made easier or better or less expensive, I'm for it. And that's my point of view. It's not a political point of view. It's just a social point of view. All right? Well,
hey, get some hawk silhouettes on your window so that scares the birds off.
There you go. There's
a good idea, Todd or Billy.
Yes.
We appreciate your comments.
Appreciate it. All right. You take care, all right? We got another caller here.
Yeah, we have another caller here. Sam is hustling to, still whisper to us, talk to us.
Just take him. Who do we have on the air right now?
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying get rid of him. Get rid of him.
No, go ahead. He's over there emotionally. Yeah, good morning, caller.
Good. I'd like to second what we just heard there.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with him. Now the big hurdle is supposedly, oh, is he up to debating? Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, Trump the other day goes, well, anytime, anywhere, any place. I'd put one caveat on it if I was the Biden people.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, yeah, if you're not behind a 3-inch plate glass in prison, we'll debate you.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, make that a condition. Definitely. See if it happens.
Very good point. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, I love it.
It's perfect. Yeah.
See, all of this stuff looms out there, and he's delaying it and delaying it. And we've never had anybody challenge the legal system in this country, and especially an ex-president. So therefore, and a guy who can pay all these attorney fees, maybe, he's got GoFundMe accounts. I don't think he's been able to pay for any of this stuff. But, yeah, we've got a guy testing
the
system.
But the thing is, it may not be able to stall at all.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's even with all these tactics and everything, if one or two of those cases go forward, he could, you know, he could be in prison or at least, you know, appealing those cases as they go into the election.
I've just got a bad feeling, just a really bad feeling that the courts are going to be very apprehensive about jailing a former president.
Yeah. Well,
and then that will start a whole cavalcade of, you know, bad presidents. Or precedents.
Yeah, exactly.
Either way.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to something very, very bad, and that is Ron Johnson.
Oh.
We call him Dumb Ron Johnson, and you can always find him at democurmudgeon.blogspot.com. Just plug that into the search engine, and you'll come up with stories that you will not believe, and your jaw will drop.
But, what did Ron do this time?
He continues. And, you know, we've heard a lot of cuts from A.J. Bioport's report from CBS 58 in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
But I found one on The Intellectualist that I thought was really, really, really interesting. Check this out. This is a great interview. Listen.
And I know you've said publicly that it's a non-issue what happened with the slate of electors and your involvement.
I had no involvement.
Say it.
I received either 3 texts and I sent 2 texts or the other way around. I mean, my lack of involvement was seconds worth of texting.
But that is still involvement.
But I, you know, I was texted that something had to be delivered to the vice president. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And was there somebody that could help arrange delivery? So then I talked to my chief of staff and he took care of it. We found out that the vice president wasn't accepting anything. He said, can't deliver anything. That was the end of story.
But if he would have said yes?
You can't call that involvement.
But if he would have said yes, go ahead and deliver it, even though you didn't know what it was?
You know, what would you do if you get a call? If you get a call from the president of the United States lawyer wanting to get something to the vice president?
But you didn't know what
I didn't
it
know,
was.
Again, you've got lawyers, you want to inquire what something is
to hand to the vice president of the United States during such a critical time?
I didn't hand anything to the president. Yeah, I wasn't involved.
No, I wasn't involved. Well, just a little. Maybe 3 texts, you know.
A couple of texts and a phone call.
That's the standard, right?
Didn't know what it was, okay, sure. All right.
I wasn't involved. I just sent something. I wasn't curious. I didn't find out anything. I got a call from, you know, what in the hell is wrong with this guy? Again, you've heard it a dozen or a thousand times on this station by every one of the hosts here. And that is that if Ron Johnson wasn't curious enough to know what was in the message, he shouldn't be in the job. And if he did know, then he shouldn't be in the job.
Right.
It's as simple as that. Well, you know, I only had 2 or 3 texts.
Yeah.
I wasn't involved, but you were involved, right?
It was just 3 years.
But I didn't know.
3 texts.
Oh, well, that's an excuse.
What
you
was
didn't
in the text?
Know what you were sending to the vice president of the United States?
Mm.
You know, it stretches credulity. There you go. Don't try to say that in the morning.
Believability.
I'm warning everybody.
Let's go with believability. Yeah.
Sounds like a drunk driving commercial. I only had like 2 or 3 drinks. I'm fine.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. That's exactly what he's doing. Mm. Maybe he's done that in the past. Mm. Who knows? Okay, let's go to A.J. Bioport's report on this, and everybody's checking this one out. So let's go to track 421, and we'll listen to his report and how this guy was a reporter here in Madison for a short period of time. He hosted Capital City Sunday, and he was so good, and he grilled people in a very nice way, but he asked the tough question and the tough follow-up question, which most reporters don't ask. But AJ, this is where he just kept grilling Ron Johnson.
It's just ridiculous that that has been blown into any kind of news story whatsoever. It's silly. Do you have like a real question?
Knowing what you know now, would you do it again? Would you connect Jim Troupas with your staff?
I didn't connect Jim. Jim Troupas called me up, asked if I could help deliver something to the vice president.
Not involved.
That's all I knew. I had no idea. I turned him over to my chief of staff. My chief of staff spent about an hour contacting people, found out the vice president wasn't accepting anything.
Not involved.
And we never delivered them. So my involvement, literally, my involvement.
Not involved.
Took about a few seconds. That's it. My chief of staff, again, he didn't know what were you being asked to deliver. Again, one more thing, just completely blown out of proportion here. When you have serious issues facing this nation, again, it just shows the unserious and the biased nature of the media.
Right. There you go. Bash the media.
His non-involvement.
And we don't have a lot of time here. Let's play a montage of Ron Johnson playing all this.
That's all I knew. I had no idea. I turned him over to my chief of staff. My chief of staff spent about an hour contacting people, found out the vice president wasn't accepting anything, and we never delivered. And it's just ridiculous that has been blown into any kind of news story whatsoever. It's silly. Do you have like a real question?
Knowing what you know now, would you do it again? Would you connect Jim Troupas with your staff?
I didn't connect Jim. Jim Troupas called me up, asked if I could help deliver something to the vice president. That's all I knew. I had no idea. I turned him over to my chief of staff.
Yeah.
It's my chief of staff sent about it.
Those chief of staffs, they're very busy.
Yes.
They have a lot of work to do because they get everything handed over to them.
Yeah.
And then they have to figure it out for themselves.
Yeah, throw the chief of staff under the bus.
These
constant excuses. Mm-hmm. Ron Johnson, you're not getting out of this one. You were part of this.
It is 7:18, cloudy and 41 degrees, maybe some rain today.
Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, the Capital City, Madison, and the John and Gordy Show.
We want to remind you our Twitter account is alive and well. You just go to @John and Gordy. You can follow us there. You can like us there or retweet the message there about the Stephanie Miller tickets that we're giving away this morning. Mm-hmm. The more you enter by doing those things, following us, like us, or retweet us, the better chances you will have of winning those tickets. We'll tally it up at the end of the show and notify the winner of that pair of tickets for Stephanie Miller at the Barrymore on Saturday, May 11th.
All right.
Okay.
Well, let's get to Robin Voss because we love. Oh, we can't do that yet.
No, we got to go to the phones.
We have topics about Ron Johnson and callers. Let's go to Mark. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it occurred to me briefly for Ron Johnson, that old song, it's the same old song.
Yeah, that's right.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Jim Troupas now Ron Johnson's attorney? Didn't he hire him on subsequent to all this fake elector crap going on?
I don't know. That would be troublesome for him.
it's troublesome to us, but I don't think it's troublesome to the MAGAs or to Ron Johnson because they don't see the irony of hiring a, at this point in time, a proven criminal, a guy who is perfectly willing to, violate, my same old song is 14-2 of the Constitution, where it's we the citizens, we the voters.
Right.
Who select the electors, not the Congress, not their legislatures, we the voters who have selected this, and that there's been times in the past where electors have not followed, the how the supposedly supposed to vote. You know, case in mind, when Alexander Hamilton voted against Aaron Burr becoming president, because he hated both Burr, he hated, you know, Thomas Jefferson, but he knew that Jefferson could probably be trusted, but Burr was completely reprehensible, mm-hmm. yep. and that's Donald Trump in a nutshell, is beyond reprehensible. Donald Trump is a combination of Benedict Arnold, James Wilkerson, and look that up in the history books, folks. He was a traitor too, and Aaron Burr. I mean, and a whole cavalcade of criminals that we know from our nation's past. So that's Donald Trump, and that's who, you know, the MAGAs are supporting.
Yep.
Good grief.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. And thank goodness that Ron Johnson is now tied in with all of this. You know, we needed a final ending to this story. You know,
right?
Ron Johnson, please vote this guy out eventually.
Yeah.
My God. All right, Mark, thank you. Let's go to Joe. Thank you, Joe, for calling in.
Yeah, hi, guys. I don't think the end to this story is happening anytime soon. I feel like it's going to keep coming and coming. I've noticed the way the information has been let out a little every day, and I think that was by design, and it's a very good design, because it's a lot to swallow all at once when we think about our senator engaged in overt acts in the furtherance of a conspiracy mm-hmm. to overturn our election. So given that, I think that we're going to be hearing more and more. I would like to point out, and I wonder if you guys can go back to this. I think it was the first interview you had a clip from
The Intellectualist,
I thought I heard Ron Johnson saying, my lack of involvement was merely a few seconds. Now, if that's true, that's the most wonderful. You need to make that into a little interstitial thing that you keep airing again and again. That is so beautiful. My lack of involvement was only a few seconds. Yeah. That would be a great T-shirt, wouldn't it?
You know, right.
My lack of involvement was only a few seconds.
It could apply to anything. Yeah.
And of course, it was ludicrous. So yeah. I would, you know, grab up some of that, put it in the shop, and there's a few extra dollars for you guys.
Hey.
And I would commend to your listeners that interview from the Channel 58. It was really, really very good. And obviously, this is a reporter that we want to keep following. What he had in there were a lot of examples of the actual texts, when they occurred, what was said in those texts. And, you know, I won't go through it because it's a lot of minutia, but suffice to say, it was quite clear that Mr. Johnson had meetings with Troopas, had talked to Troopas, and that he was on board 100%, even if his lack of involvement was only a few seconds.
Right. The clip that we played by Biapour was, you know, just Ron Johnson basically reacting to Biapour's questions. But if you looked at the entire story at CBS 58's news site, it is fantastic, and Biapour did a great job of reporting that as well. But, you know, during the Intellectualist cut, the first one that I played, that reporter said, but that's still involvement. I mean, she said that a couple of times, and I was, you know, I'm very impressed. The media is starting to come around, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks a lot, you guys. Just stay on the story. I think we just have started to see the deluge come down. Thanks a lot.
I think so. Thanks, right. Joe. I appreciate that. Right. Now let's talk about Robin Voss here.
Yes, what's new with him?
He expects his voters to be out of touch, devoid of the latest news that they appear to be so concerned about anyway. reacting to a Puff Biden piece released by the White House, Robin Voss was triggered. He apparently hadn't picked up a newspaper or listened to the radio in a while, or maybe it's just listening to fire-breathing right-wing slop like Vicki McKenna. You know, I checked out her out. And I was listening to a podcast of hers.
She used to work with her.
Yeah. But, you know, I haven't heard her in a long time, and I'm listening to this, and it's just fire breathing. Everything she talks about is just at the top level of her voice. And that doesn't make it true or right. So, you know, just to let her know.
Just an observation.
Robin Voss said, this is truly unbelievable. You know, we're talking basically about past economic issues that are long gone, mm-hmm. you know, get up to date here, Robin. He said this. This is truly unbelievable, seeking advice from people who pretend to be president. How about listening to the people who worry about inflation, the border, crime, etc.? What has our nation become when the White House puts this stuff out? And we're talking about the puff piece about Biden, you know? Mm-hmm. And it triggered him. But at the same time, he brought up issues. Inflation is down now, Robin. Robin, it's been down for a long time, mm-hmm. and wages are up, and wages have overtaken inflation. So we're good, okay? We're good on that now. The border. Mm-hmm. The border is made up by you guys, and you perpetuate it by turning down any kind of solution in a bill in the House that they wrote up mm-hmm. in order to take care of the problem, but we're told by Trump not to put forward or approve. Okay, we got that. You know, you should just read the news every once in a while, pick up a paper, whatever it is, or go on the internet, you know, the series of tubes, you know, if you've ever been there. This guy is just outrageously obnoxious. And in his approval rating, 17% in his district, how does he stay in office? How does that happen with that kind of approval record?
Well, that's a good question.
They'll
how
put
does
up with
he stay
anything,
at record?
Right?
Yeah.
They'll put up with anything,
Well, they were
guess.
Trying to recall him. What happened in that? I mean, they put that out there, and then that kind of went away, too.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
On it goes. Truly unbelievable stuff.
Yes.
And they'll just keep, you know, rerunning it and re-talking about it. And these are issues that have already been resolved. These are past issues that Biden took care of with his policies, with his jobs plan, with the work that they've passed. The money they're spending, and the spending is, by the way, being spent on good things and jobs and making our lives easier. Please, you know, get up to date, man.
Mm-hmm. All right, 7:28. We've got news. We've got weather. Pam Yonke is standing by with an agricultural report. And coming up, Rocker is in the studio. Tell us about what's happening on Max Inc. this weekend and some bands playing around the area.
Civic Media now proudly presents. Proudly? Proudly. Seriously, that's a stretch. How about here they are, John and Gordy? Let's go with that, shall we?
All right, well, yeah.
Who writes this crap?
I know.
Yeah, I don't know. Hard to know. Did you
help her with that one?
Never mind.
All right.
7:34, John and Gordy. Yeah. Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX, 1580 on your AM dial. John?
Hey.
Who's in the studio with us?
You know, right next to me is Rocker.
Here
now, what
he
is he doing here?
Yeah.
What's happening, guys?
Hey,
thanks for having
me
on. I know it's Friday because I'm here on John and Gordy.
Yeah, man. Great to see you.
You know,
how's it going?
We love this program because we get to hear what's going on in Wisconsin music by Wisconsin groups.
Right. That's all about.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, let me tell you about Max Inc. Radio. You know, Max Inc. Radio is the show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight. Mm-hmm. And from 6 to 9, we play local music from Wisconsin-based artists and interview them. And plus, business owners. We also interview local personalities. And then from 9 to 10 p.m. every week, it's a live concert right here in the studio, live in the lair, where we have a performer come in, play live. And then it's 10 to midnight, Max Inc. Heavy. So we get heavy. So if you don't like it heavy.
No, we got to have it heavy.
We got to have some heavy.
Yeah, we do.
This week, Bob Queen, we're going to have him in. I don't know if you remember Bob Queen, but he books the McPike Park sessions down there in East Washington, just off in the Capital East District. And he's got a whole concert season he's going to be talking about. He brings a lot of crazy bands, outdoor festivals.
Yes.
Really awesome. Mickey Sunshine, Nestor, The Flavor That Kills, all bands that will be appearing in interviews. And then Live in the Lair, The Civil Engineers. And they are an amazing local band. They're going to be live in the lair. They are a seven-piece band, so they're going to come with kind of a special acoustic setup. So it's going to be a very unique show for the Civil Engineers.
Civil Engineers.
Oh. The Civil Engineers.
You know, I just want to like all these groups just because of their names.
We love the names.
You know, I mean, that's one of the great things, you know. Sometimes you think about the music you hear on all the commercial radio stations that you hear, you know, 10 times a day you hear that song. But, you know, those are all in a box. They have producers that are acting on the record label, you know. But local music, nobody is telling these people what to do. So you're really getting pure imagination. You're getting pure artists writing songs that they feel like writing.
Right.
So it's really real music. It's not canned.
Is there a is there a category that they're kicking around? I mean, in the old days, it used to be garage rock, right?
Yeah.
Right, but is there another way of summing it up today, different from garage? Basement bands, we used to call them as well. Is there something?
You know, the thing about garage bands and basement bands, I think when you think of that, you kind of think of like, well, they're amateur. Maybe they don't have as good of equipment. Maybe they don't sound quite
not
as
anymore.
Good. You know
not
what I mean?
Anymore.
Not anymore, right? Well, you know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
We're not, you know, Frank Zappa sitting in the garage with a can of beer to make it sound better. Mm-hmm. We're actually talking about bands that are superb sounding now that are making excellent video, audio, like Secret Menu. We had them on the show, you know, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just an amazing band, and they're all DIY, do it yourself. Yeah. And that's what local music is really kind of about.
Well, the equipment's come a long way, and the prices have come down, so they can build their own little recording studio or use somebody else's. And
they're also
and
learning,
it sounds great.
And they're also learning how to use it better.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? The expertise level at the local level has come up quite a bit.
Right.
Well, let's listen to some civil engineers right now. You know, they're going to be at the Harmony Bar April 27th on Atwood Avenue on Madison's East Side and with Invisible Cartoons. Now, they won Mama Best Pop Album in 2022 and Best Pop Album in 2018. And they, you know, they're just an amazing band. So right now, let's listen. This is from their 2018 EP Hashtag. This is called Buenos Aires.
Okay.
What I feel all around is a general apathy to the beat of the music inside of me. Here we go now, pick it up, darling. It's plain to see that together we are stronger.
Sweet stuff. It is.
It is. And that sax player is going to be in the studio tomorrow night because Civil Engineers will be in live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. Now, one little other point about that, the singer, Molly Fish, she owns a bookstore right around the corner from here called Lakeside Books right by the Children's Museum.
Wow. Yep. That's her other gig, huh?
Yeah, that's right. So, very cool. Great local personality.
I got to say that, you know, in my retirement years here, I've got these two Gen Zers at home, and I've always wanted to take them out to the clubs and see these bands or these events where they have, you know, a number of bands so they can see the local music and hear it. And it's energizing when you go see these groups perform. It is just there's some kind of magic to it. And I just haven't had the time. And you know what? They don't have the time. They're playing games online all the time.
They need to get out of the basement.
They do need to get out of the basement. But anyway, it was always a dream to just take them out and see what Madison is all about, because that really is that stays in your mind, stays in your memory forever.
You know, I mean, if you really think about it, like for me, when I came here to go to school in Madison and I fell in love with the city, what did I fall in love with? The music scene,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
You know, I mean, the this whole city is great, but the music scene is superb. In fact, often you'll find that we're like in the top 10, often number 4. We've been voted as music scene in the country,
Austin. There's cities that come up all the time,
and we're one of them always.
Yep.
So and Wisconsin, just an amazing amount of local artists all over. Hey, let's get on to what's going on around Dane County. How about that?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
The driveway thrift dweller. Let me say that again.
Okay.
Driveway thrift dwellers. They started out as a few guys who just wanted to play some Flying Burrito Brothers tunes, and they've emerged as a top original act in Wisconsin's country and Americana music scenes, and their music has been described as emotionally ripe, old-school country.
And these are songs they've written, then?
We're going to hear a song that they've written, but excuse me, but before we tell you about that, they are going to be performing live Friday, March 9th. That's today, right?
Yes.
So tonight at the Tiranina, it's the Pharmacy Public House. So if you don't know what that is, they have, or I'm going to tell you about this at another show they have going on, but Tiranina Brewing Company's downtown Lake Mills location.
Lake Mills, right.
It's called Pharmacy. It's spelled F-H. Mm-hmm. It just replaced the P with an F. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's their public house.
Actually, March 9th is tomorrow night. Today is the 8th.
Today is the 8th. Well,
yeah.
March 9th.
Okay.
March 9th.
Tomorrow night.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. Well, check that out. Go to the Pharmacy Public House just to make sure that I didn't have a typo here. But it's going to be a great show. And their kitchen is open till 9 p.m.
They serve food there, too.
Yeah, they do.
Great.
Okay. So, and their beer. Let's hear it. This song is the Driveway Thrift Dwellers. This is called King of Milwaukee.
All right. That's great, man.
Yeah.
King of Milwaukee. What a great song. I love that.
And I did just quickly check. It is tomorrow night.
Okay.
At the Tiranina Pharmacy Public House. You can find more info on them at thriftdwellers.com.
Okay.
Could you just mark that one? I do want that track.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You got it.
Well...
Yep. Next.
And let's move on. We have the Ryan McGrath Band. I believe I've spoken about them before.
Yes.
But we have a song from them, a little throwback. They're from Madison, blues and rock group, seasoned with country, deeply rooted in classic American music. And they're a perfect soundtrack for a cross-country road trip. How do you like that?
All right. Perfect.
So they have a show coming up Saturday, March 16th, 7 p.m. at the Tiranina, the Pharmacy Public House. So we just spoke about that. And, of course, the kitchen will be open. Wednesday, March 20th. It's Paul Sable and Friends. So Paul is the harmonica player, and he actually has a little kind of side band that you can go see at the Red Rooster over on Madison's East Side. And, of course, Saturday, April 20th, 4:20, right at 4 p.m., Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. It's the Ryan McGrath Band. Just go to theryanmcgrathband.com, right?
Okay.
So here's a song from him. This one is called Three Black Crows.
All right.
Three black crows on a telephone wire. Three black crows on a telephone wire. And one says, "Man, I'm a gun for hire. I'll go downtown where I'll inquire." Two black crows on a telephone wire. Maids in the front church pew. Three old maids in the front church pew. And one says, "Lord, not a thing to do. Looks like all my days are through." Two old maids in the front church pew.
Nice
stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is a great guitar player too. Now that song didn't necessarily feature any of his electric guitar, but mm-hmm. he's blazing on electric guitar. Mm-hmm. Can we keep moving on?
Yeah, yeah.
I have like two more.
All right. A couple of minutes here.
Here we
go. Hold you over. Okay, go ahead.
Soggy Prairie. Right? They're a five-piece instrumentation, a traditional bluegrass band, but don't call them traditional. They were formed in 2002 in Sun Prairie, but they started out as high schoolers, too young to go to bluegrass jams and bars, so they came up with their own interpretations of bluegrass classics.
Wow.
They used to be the Soggy Prairie Boys, but then they added a couple girls, and so they decided, we'll just go with Soggy Prairie from now on. They're going to be playing... where is it? March 15th. That's a Friday at 6:30 at the Hop House in Verona on Main Street. And then Saturday, March 16th, they'll be at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. Looks like those guys, all these bars have a lot of great bands.
Mm-hmm.
This song called Jack's Song. This is Soggy Prairie.
All right.
That's pretty cool. That's really cool.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I used to play bluegrass myself. I had a five-string guitar.
Really?
I mean, a banjo, rather.
One of those things.
That's like a five-string guitar. That's interesting.
Yeah. We're going to take a real short time out here, and we are going to continue our visit with Rocker, telling us about Max Inc. this weekend and just
a few more
moment.
Songs.
Yeah. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. We are here, John and Gordy and Rocker. And before we get to some more Wisconsin music here, I want to remind you one more time that our Twitter feed is now live. You go to @JohnandGordy. We are giving away a pair of tickets to Stephanie Miller. She's at the Barrymore Theater Saturday, May 11th. And you can win those tickets. All you need to do today to win those tickets is go to @JohnandGordy on your Twitter and follow us or like us or retweet the message that is there. We've been tallying up all the entries. You can enter as many times as you want before the end of the show, and then we're going to announce the winner. We'll notify the winner and let you know.
And then we'll talk about it on Monday.
Yeah. Yep. We'll mention that. All right. Very good. Rocker. Back with us for a couple more songs.
Yeah, a couple more songs.
What do we got?
Well, hey, let's reiterate that the Brian McGrath Band, they are going to be playing, we just heard them, Saturday, March 16th at 7 p.m. at the Tyrannina, the Pharmacy Public House. And that's their public house in the downtown Lake Mills location. And then also at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie on Saturday, April 20th. At 4 p.m.
All right.
So they're going to be on stage at 4:20.
Okay.
Excellent.
Hey, right. Let's get to some more music here on the John and Gordy Show and Max Inc. Radio. We play these guys all the time. Mm-hmm. Seesaw, they're really awesome. Based in Madison, they're an indie pop team of Meg and Eve. And they have this band. They're really crazy. Great pop popular, big following, and they're starting to get out nationally. Saturday, March 9th, they're going to be playing at the Annex at the Regent Street Retreat with Secret Menu. We talked to them.
Okay.
Big show coming up. This is Seesaw, and this song is The Waiting Song.
All right.
Come on, baby, won't you hold me tighter than your fists curled up in a schoolyard fight? I'll be a backup when you're calling my name. And come on, baby, won't you keep me safer than that high score on that pinball game you're always playing?
Nice.
Yeah. Cool stuff.
Seesaw, often you'll see them perform as just a duo. Mm-hmm. And the I forget which one, Meg or Eve, plays like these kind of little electronic drums and all different instruments, and the other one's on guitar. Really?
You know, I was thinking of Dolly Rots when I was listening to them. They're a great group as well. I understand
Dolly
that.
Rots?
The Dolly Rots.
Yeah,
they're a group that's touring. They're a California group, basically, touring the area in Wisconsin. Dom went to a concert last night during the State of the Union.
Oh, really?
Yeah, instead of you know, listening. So anyway, yeah, I hope he enjoyed his experience there. But again, it's a duo, and they're just like that. They have that sound and a great female voice.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we'll keep moving on here with Sean Michael Dargan and Dan Kennedy. Sure. Sean Michael Dargan, you might remember him from the Kissers in the old days, but he also does the Magical Mystery Tour as well as just kind of performing on his own. And he also kind of serves as the what would you call it, the moderator over at the Union for booking for the student.
Mm. Oh,
people
really?
Booking,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great guy, and he also plays bagpipe. You got to see him play bagpipe sometime. It's pretty crazy.
Who had the bagpipe story?
Gordy.
I'm not going to share
Gordy
the bagpipe
has some
story.
Bad experience
I had a neighbor
bagpipes.
That was a bagpipe player and who would come out every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and plays bagpipe all day long out on the porch. It was very festive the first weekend.
What's he wearing?
Oh God,
he had kilts.
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah. It was not good. Anyway,
Let's see. Saturday, March 23rd, 6:30 p.m. at Cargo Coffee East over on East Washington Avenue in the Capital East District with Dan Kennedy. This song is called "Little Miss Sunshine."
Rust on her wheels, short in her wires. Do you know how she feels? Rough in the morning till her coffee is made, but hardly beginning to fade. And if you could have seen her all those years ago, oh, little Miss Sunshine, little Miss Sunshine.
Nice. Very, very, very nice.
Yeah, like
you
it.
Mark that one.
Sean has a lot of great songs. He's been around. He's been playing the area for a long time. That was Sean Michael Dargan.
Okay.
So I thought I'd tell you guys about a little other news. You know, Whammy is coming up. We're going to have a Whammy Awards weekend up in Green Bay, May 18th and May 19th. Mm-hmm. And Max Inc. Radio is going to be broadcasting from the WGBW studios in Green Bay. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Something to mark. Go to whammy.org. That's WAMI.org, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry, to cast your votes. Right now, voting is open for the best bands around the state. Also, I wanted to tell you about the Mamas. They've announced that October 13th, we have the date. We don't know where, but October 13th will be the Madison Area Music Association Awards show.
Excellent.
And then one other thing coming up is Make Music Madison. MakeMusicMadison.org. Mm-hmm. That's a citywide festival. It's actually a worldwide festival.
Okay.
But, of course, we have one of the biggest ones in the country, second in the world for how many shows we have. And it's coming up June 21st. Music all over the city, and Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio, we're going to have a stage right up here at the top of State Street.
Excellent.
Excellent.
That's going to be fun. All right. Good enough. And this weekend on Max Inc.?
We got coming up Bob Queen, Mickey Sunshine, Nestor, The Flavor That Kills, and The Civil Engineers are live in the lair. And I might add, Max Inc. Heavy, we have a new online personality coming on this week.
Really?
M. Shell, she's from Milwaukee. Mm. She's really into local metal and stuff, so she's going to take over that show now.
Excellent.
So new personality.
Rocker, thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Appreciate you stopping by. Also, Sam Davison behind the controls. John and Gordy, that's going to wrap it up for this Friday and for this week. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. We will be here bright and early Monday morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
No, we won't.
No? Yeah, we will.
It's always a rough start.
Okay.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
So long.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.